Blog Talk Radio.
I forgot the one that's normally speaking at night is in the air somewhere, Miss Snow White. Hello, guys. This is Gamer Girls Radio doing our E3 show on a Monday night. This is so odd. Is anybody else all odd and feeling out of place?
It's weird.
Anyway.
But it's such a special time, though. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. No, yay! E3. Also known as Gamer Christmas.
Also known as Electronic Entertainment Expo, for those of you who don't know what E3
is. We don't care what the real name is. We name it what we want.
But also known as Ginger's first E3, and she's so happy.
Okay. Ginger's our baby. We should have got you a stocking that said Ginger's first E3.
Aww.
A lovely lace stocking, by the way.
Inconceivable!
To be honest, my brain is fried because there's been so much awesomeness today.
See, we did warn you.
I'm like, wow. Oh, crap. Oh,
it's been overload.
I have been amazed. I have been able to do the major multitasking. I had Ginger in my ear. I had the conference going, and I was on the phone, too, having a good conversation, and I was loving all of it. But I'm a veteran. Ha ha.
Corey is awesome. Yes.
Don't inflate her head anymore. She won't be able to fit through any doors if you do that.
You know, I just paid him a compliment before the show. You see, I paid him a compliment before the show, and then he insults me when he gets on that trip.
You know what you're getting with me. Why do you act surprised all the time? I don't understand that.
It's like a fat
you know what you're getting.
I am talking. Sit in the corner. Okay, so.
I'll let you get away with this time, just because it's
E3. Just because it's E3. Thank you. All right, so you guys have most likely been paying attention to the conferences, and some of you are just watching them, and some of you are waiting to hear what we got to say about it. I'm going to tell you, I guess we'll start off with a...
Screw you, Sony, and
wait.
Your AT&T.
Breathe.
What?
Now,
come on, lower the hate a little
Ginger,
bit.
Ginger's the new girl, so we're going to ask you.
He's also a giant Halo fan for some odd reason. I'm not sure.
I love me some Halo.
So is that what you're most excited about, Ginger?
Yes, Halo 4. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes. I was so upset because they were showing how they're going to revamp the old Halos, and they're digitally remastering them, and I was thinking, this is not Halo 4. This is not what I was promised. And I was so let down, and I was so upset and heartbroken. And then right at the end of the press conference, there is my Halo 4. There is my Master Chief, and he is so hot.
And we keep telling her over and over,
hug.
Ladies and gents, that it will not be the same because the minds that created Halo, that programmed it, that created that whole Haloverse has moved on.
Yep.
Taken Bungie. Yeah, they're doing their own thing. So
I the last, what, 2.5 games? Because I refuse to call that one a game.
They did all of the ones that you played in the past. This one, yeah. Even the remastered one, will not be done by them. So I would not expect it to be up to what you're used to.
The first two are great. Last 2.5 are meh. So I'm hoping this one, Halo 4, will be, I don't know, something. Go back to the originals, please.
Well, if you're looking now, in the meantime, if you're looking for something that is a little closer to the original vision of Bungie, there's always the remastered Halo Combat Evolved, which was the first Halo game. I thought that was interesting. I would be interested in playing that because I haven't gone back to the original game in a long, long time.
I will play those. I will pick them up. I have no issue with that. I love me some Halo, but I don't know. I was disappointed thinking that that's what they were trying to sell as Halo 4. But then they made me happy.
Aunt Blaster, what had you most going? You only got to see the Microsoft conference, right?
I got to see Microsoft and the EA.
That's right.
And I got to see the last end of the Nintendo conference, so I missed
not a lot of Nintendo.
Nintendo. I don't know. One of those Japanese companies. I don't know. I'll tell you this. There was some so excited, definitely excited about Battlefield 3. Awesome, spectacular, realistic, whatever you want to call it. It is way better. I've seen the Modern Warfare trailer and gameplay, and I've seen Battlefield, and I hate to tell you, but Battlefield looks 10 times better than Modern
Warfare. Oh, I'm not disagreeing. I said the same thing when I saw it, and I am a hardcore Ghost Recon girl, and I said, I think Battlefield has got themselves a new fan.
Yeah, I think Battlefield is going to take the crown this year for the number one semi-realistic first-person shooter set in modern-day warfare. That's the game right there to get. That's exciting to me. You know, there really wasn't much at the Microsoft conference besides that. And that's not even – that's cross-platform, so that's not really a Microsoft exclusive. So, you know, that one doesn't really bother me that much. I don't see anything at Microsoft. I would say that, like I said, Halo Combat Evolved is interesting. Halo 4, not so much. I'm not really interested in that, which is kind of weird, I know, but that's it. So that's what I was excited about.
Well, I was extremely excited over Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Tomb Raider.
And I tell you, the first thing I noticed was what I told Ginger is they got rid of those shorty shorts because, as a woman, I happen to know if I was out climbing in caves and rocks, I probably wouldn't have on shorts because that means your pretty long legs are all cut up. So, no, I like that. That's the first thing I noticed. And then I noticed the gameplay looks amazing. She looks more realistic. Everything looks more realistic. And I'm not a graphics whore, but I was very impressed.
I like the story. Her reaction to things is kind of realistic.
Yeah.
Like, there's fear there. There's general,
yeah,
like,
her facial,
you know,
expression.
I got to get out of here type of thing, you know. And there's this desperation that you're not used to with Tomb Raider because Tomb Raider's shown as such in control all the time of everything, and
she's usually a badass bitch. So it was,
yeah, but see that's the thing, like that's redefining what is really badass, right? Badass is, you know, not every hero, you know, heroes say they still get scared, you know, it's just that they learn how to control that, right?
Oh, that's my favorite motto. It's not brave if you're not scared.
Exactly. There's nothing to be brave about if it isn't scare the crap out of you while it's happening to you. So I think that's awesome. Really a huge fan of that. So
now,
didn't mean to steal my thunder, but awesome.
You didn't steal my thunder, because now I'm going to go into what I didn't like. I'm going to tell you, there's a long list, but starting with Microsoft. Okay, everybody was all excited. Ooh, YouTube is coming to Xbox Live. Ooh, we're going to get Bing. Ooh, okay, what is it with gamers?
I don't think anybody's excited about Bing.
Well, no, they probably weren't. But what is it with
gamers? Why Bing?
The short memory is what bothers me. When I first saw the Xbox 360 launch, they promised us internet access. It wasn't going to be Bing. They said, yeah, you'll have a search engine. You'll be able to access the internet. So we are supposed to have been able to do all of this that they supposedly are giving us. And still, you know how they are. We may not get it anyway. You know how they do. Now they show it and everybody's like, all right. No. Mm-mm. I've been able to access YouTube and pretty much any damn thing I want on the internet on my Wii from day one. PlayStation kind of lagged behind a little bit, but even they caught up eventually. I could watch my stuff on YouTube. Well, I don't know about now. But Hulu's there, so possibly. But still, Microsoft promised it at launch, and we're just getting it. How many years has Xbox been out now?
A little while now.
Yeah.
Also, the focus was very heavy on the Kinect. And go ahead.
All the rail games for the Kinect. All of them. Every last one of them
on rails. On rails. I'm just telling you guys, you need buttons. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, Kevin Butler said it best. You can't go, you know, if you're going to shoot a gun, you're not going to make a little gun out of your hand and go pew, 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 pew.
No.
Right? I mean, you need a button. I'm sorry. Guns are controlled by triggers, which is basically a lever system that's a button, essentially. And so you have to have that. Sorry. Microsoft is just trying way too hard to push Kinect, and I think the market that they're trying to get into, the hardcore gamer market, is not what Kinect was originally intended to appeal to. It's intended to appeal to the Wii gamers and the people that are casual gamers and the people that are interested.
You know, but we've discussed this. Because it doesn't have the buttons, it can't even compete on par with the Wii. The Wii has pretty almost a completely three-dimensional experience. You have your controllers. You have your Wii balance board, so you can really be involved in your game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with a Kinect. It cannot. The other thing Ginger and I were joking about, and so is everybody all over Twitter, you can scan things into the game. You can put yourself in the game and scan.
Ooh,
how
God.
Long before somebody is naked with their avatar, or we got penises in the game? How long? It's going to be 2 minutes.
Corey's
by 12:30, that thing's going to go on sale at 12:01. By 12:30, there's going to be a penis.
As soon as the Kinect came out, I said, eventually Corey's going to be found naked one day on the Kinect.
I have been naked, but the thing is, I didn't have to worry about anybody else seeing me.
I'm saying that's what's going to happen eventually.
I'm going to do the wrong gesture, and next thing you know, my avatar is just
naked. Xbox, take new avatar photo.
back to our new kid on the block. We know what irritates you, but go ahead and share with them. The fresh blood.
Are we still talking Kinect wise?
I think we're talking about. We haven't asked her what she's excited about. Although
we
know
did. She told us what she's excited about.
Halo 4.
What is she not excited about? What we know what it is, but
all right. So Sony, I love you. We've been looking forward to your the GNP is what they've been calling it, or no, NGP. Oh my God, tell your brains fried GNP. Who NGP? A new generation portable, which they came out and they named the PlayStation Vita. All right, whatever. I don't know who you're paying to name these things, but whatever. The thing that pissed me off, and it's nice, I can say that, pissed me off the most and made the whole crowd boo, is Sony has decided to go steady with AT&T. No open relationship there. No. You have to go to AT&T to get that little toy. They even had the balls, and I really did. I was waiting for them to be like, we're joking. They pull up AT&T, and they've got their logo on the back screen, and they're like, isn't this the fastest mobile network in the nation?
No, it is
and
not.
And I'm waiting for it to, you know, for the guy to be like, we're just kidding. Never happened.
So what was hilarious was the boos that came from the crowd. That was priceless. Boo! When he said AT&T, I was like, oh, God.
I missed that part.
Yes, everybody was applauding, and you heard the applause clearly stop, and people like, it was like, boo!
Exactly. It was like, oh, wait a minute. Y'all went from really cool to really fucking fucking.
Get to hell no.
See, Sony, I love y'all, but we're going to have an open relationship here because I'm not going to AT&T. It's not happening. I just left them, guys.
You just request that you and Sony have an open relationship?
Yes.
Right now.
I broke up with them as soon as they said that. Take your shit. Get out of my house.
Shit. Yeah, see, Ginger just wants to come home to Sony, and Sony not asking questions about where she's been.
Exactly.
You must not know about me. I could have another 3DS in a minute. In fact, it'll be here in a minute, baby. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just got the PlayStation phone, you know. I just got my pretty phone, and it's with Verizon, and it's awesome.
So pretty.
I love my phone.
But
no, y'all had to go to AT&T.
Thanks for the love, the link to the review. But you do AT&T, we will drop you like a bad fucking habit.
In a heartbeat. We are going to exclusive. You know, I wouldn't have cared had they gone, you know, open with anybody. But no, exclusive with AT&T. Oh, hell no. No.
Why do I have to pay for it anyway? You don't pay for it on the 3DS. It's like, here's your Wi-Fi. As long as you can access it, we won't be charging you. Somebody else might, but we will not charge you. So why didn't they? And it's the same price. You can't compete with the handheld when you're. Oh, anyway, Buster. So what's your people you're breaking up with after this conference?
Breaking up? I don't know if I'm necessarily breaking up with anybody. I'll tell you this: I am not excited about the Kinect anymore. I was thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe the Kinect will be good when the next, you know, the next group of games comes out for it. And this was really the test for the Kinect, right? So we had the launch titles, and those can be crappy. They're expected, at least, you know, more than 50% of them will be crappy. But you'd expect with the second generation of titles for the Kinect that we'd see some improvement in it. And what I've seen so far is that it's just the same old, same old. I mean, every time a game – okay, so the big news was Mass Effect 3 was going to support Kinect. And so here I'm envisioning running down hallways, you know, using the Kinect and firing my gun and aiming and just like the whole entire game controlled by the Kinect. No. You still need a controller. You still need buttons to be able to shoot mm-hmm. guns and things like that. So they have not gotten rid of that. All they're doing is voice commands. And on top of that, the little responses, as you know, if you played Mass Effect, are not the exact same as what the actors actually say whenever they say the dialogue you've chosen. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds kind of weird for you to be like, for you to say to some person like, no, I wouldn't do that. And the actor comes back and says, well, I think that maybe we should do something different. It's completely different than what you just said. Sounds like he's not even listening to you, not even paying attention to you. So I'm kind of down with the Kinect. I think there's going to be a divorce between me and the Kinect. there wasn't even really serious dating there, but I mean, I've pretty much written it off at this point.
You were checking him out from across the room, but now it's like, nah, girl, I don't want you.
Yeah, I was eyeing him from across the room, you know, getting a few more drinks in me before I got some courage to go and approach the Kinect and maybe, you know, strike up. I just saw the Kinect kind of, you know, pick its nose and wipe its booger underneath the seat, so I'm not sure. I'll tell you this, though. I'll tell you who I'm not. I want to go back. There's something else I missed. You know, we talk about the big three, and there's only been two press conferences so far. We're still awaiting Nintendo's press conference, I believe. They're tomorrow. So we've only got two to go on right now. But, you know, it's not just about the big three. There are other companies there at E3, and I'll tell you who I'm not going to be – who I won't kick out of the bed for eating crackers, and that's EA. And I'll tell you why.
True.
They've had some great – I mean, you know, the soccer title aside, personally, I'm not really a big fan of soccer games. Corey knows this from our conversation.
Yes,
group.
Good Lord.
But EA's got some, like I said, great games. Battlefield is just – it's going to take the cake. Another game that I've had my eye on is Rage. I'm interested in that really big time.
Overstrike was gorgeous.
Overstrike looks – see, the problem with Overstrike is it's all pre-rendered stuff. I don't understand – there's been no gameplay. I don't want to see pre-rendered crap. I'm tired of pre-rendered crap. That's what Sony pulled on us when they first showed off Killzone 2, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
Now, what was interesting about Killzone 2 is the final game ended up looking a lot like that. So you can excuse them for that. But a lot of game companies, they really abuse that. They give you this pre-rendered, beautiful stuff, and the game ends up not playing at all very well, and it ends up not even looking like the pre-rendered stuff. So I'm not interested in that. I don't really care. Until show me gameplay or just move on. I don't care. That's
now,
it.
Here's one that EA did not. We may have to be in an open relationship. EA, come here. Let me talk to you for a second.
Everybody's still in my open relationship. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The Sims. The Sims Social? Really? It's over.
I'd almost gotten that out of my head. Thanks for reminding me of that horribleness.
You are welcome.
Pack your socks and your underwear.
Oh,
get out. Better yet, I'm going to go Southern Girl style. I'm going to throw your shit on the front lawn. When you come home, just pick it up. EA for that business, bitches. That is right. Even with watching the SSX trailer, which was kind of boring to watch, honestly, not much into the whole snowboarding thing, The Sims Social was worse than that. What were you people thinking? You've already tried this years ago with the MMO. Remember, anybody remember that ultimate failure, The Sims Online, which is still around, actually, believe it or not. I think I have access to one of those servers. So I guess that's why they kept it open. Now I know why it's still around, because they were planning on doing this stupid shit they did here. The Sims Social, no. Will Wright, can you please come back over to EA and get these people in line? Because they are just off the rails with the Sims thing. What is it they announced the other day? Sims Pets? And it's not even in the game that the people actually bought, the Generations one. Why didn't you put the pets? People, you know what? I'm done. I'm talking to you, EA.
Done with y'all. Done. You're fired. We're over. Sorry, broke up.
You got me for Battlefield. I may even pick up a Need for Speed, even though it looks like a ripoff of GTA. I may pick it up still. But this Sims Social stuff, if you put it near me, I'm cutting off the protruding parts of your body. There will be things you will miss, I promise.
I love you, Corey.
So, Ginger, what else tickled your fancy?
What else tickled my... Oh, my God, woman, there was so much stuff. Yeah.
That's why you're supposed to keep notes. See, you
didn't... Notes! Oh, I knew I should have done something. No. All right. Oh, crap. I don't know. Pass. Go to...
Oh, come on. You can't pass. Can't pass.
Metal Gear Solid was kind of cool, though I've never played it. It does remind me of Halo, so I might want to play it.
You know what was also very reminiscent of Halo? Starhawk.
Oh, God, yes, yeah, thank you.
Starhawk. Good. That looks good.
It looks a lot like
I've seen some video on that. I've seen them playing the multiplayer on that. It looks freaking awesome. It's like a combination of Transformers and, like, run-and-gun first-person shooter and, like, tank controls. It's crazy. All the stuff that's going on in it. Ridiculous.
Transformers. That actually looked kind of cool.
See, I didn't get to see that because we had a power outage. Lovely Texas weather. Decided
yes. The Transformers game was actually kind of cool looking.
Okay, I'll tell you what needs to go away.
What needs to go away?
Just Dance. Dance Central.
Just Dance.
I'm sorry. Amazingly enough, they keep saying Dance Central and Just Dance are the top dance sellers. Actually, when we are doing the charts in the mornings, if you recollect, Zumba Fitness is the top dance game, and rightly so, because you, I'm telling you, two minutes and 33 seconds into the demo of me doing the first song, this is after they taught me the movements, because the movements, it was harsh doing the movements, okay? 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the song, I was like, oh, my legs and arms are going to fall off. You're using everything. Harsh, way harsh. You're going to lose way more weight doing that. The only thing they added to Dance Central was now you can play with two people, but as I understand it, there's still no, I can't play against Ginger at her house, and we're on the same
team. Yeah.
Which is the only reason I picked up the original Connect in the first place, because, you know, ZQ, who listens to the show every once in a while, we will call and, you know, spit the whole insults. You can't dance, bitch. I dance way better than you. Bring it. But, you know, I can't show off my dancing chops because she can't see me when I'm playing. So what's the point? So I think my Connect, y'all are letting me down. And let's talk about Fable for a minute. Let me get on that.
Rail game.
Why would you do that?
Because they're whoring out the Connect to anybody that will purchase it. And they're gonna keep doing that. Over and over and over again. That's why.
I'm already protesting Fable. The Disney.
Stop buying whores, people.
Stop buying whores.
I know some people that'd be out of a job, though.
Blaster's moonlighting would be over.
I'm not talking about me.
But
they are on this show.
The award for most useless and non. Yeah. The most useless game ever, the Disney game for the Kinect.
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid.
Yeah, what was that? What was up with the child actors? The creepy-ass child actors on stage? Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you know what? That was like the Kinectables ones with the famous one that was really like, that was had a child actor up there. It was horribly done. Microsoft is famous for that. Every single press conference, they have to march the children out. Like, there's some sort of, I don't know, fetish. To try to get, you know, the console to sell better, and they always end up being creepy and stilted.
The thing is, Microsoft, it's almost to me like Sony and Microsoft have lost their center, their focus. Nintendo did something different, and instead of them saying, well, that's great, Nintendo did that, we're going to do this, they've all tried to follow what they're doing, and they're not doing it well. If you're not going to do it well, or you're not going to make it your own, then just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Nintendo did what they did, and it worked for them. They've always been a family console, and we have many arguments about that on this show if you listen. They are a family console. The reason why that you may feel like it's a kiddie console is because you grow up and you kind of outgrow whatever Nintendo's done, but they stay exactly where they are because you get them while they're young. It's a smart tactic. There's always going to be kids. Always.
I was a young Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah,
I didn't pan out very well.
Well, all of us were. Well, no, it pans out well because you went on your way, but you have nieces and nephews that want to play the Wii, so they know what they're doing. Kind of like candy, the way candy works. We give kids candy, and they're going to eat it. And when you get older, you're like, I don't want candy, but I'll give it to my kids. So when you have kids, you'll let them play the Wii because it's safe. You know that it's not going to hurt them. You played it. But where my issue is, Xbox, was always the community console. It was always about getting the gamers together, and PlayStation was just, you know, you are the hardest of hardcore gamer. You don't even care if you got an operating system. If the graphics are pretty and you get to blow shit up, you're going to play here. Everybody just kind of got crazy. Oh, we made all this money. Let's all go make movement things. Let's do it. They're doing it. No. Then they get their creepy child actors. Let's put the kids on the stage. Let's tell them it's a family console. You're not a family console. Stop trying to be what you're not. Do what you do. Do what you do.
All do this, what you do best and stick with it.
This voice control BS is not impressive. It's been in-game. I think it was in Rainbow Six. It was in Splinter Cell. It's been in-game.
It was in, what was the one that for the Sony iToy?
Yeah.
What was that one called? Yeah, there was two women, and you had to guide them around by your voice only. I forget what that was called. But.
Really?
Yes. Yes, you did. It was that forgettable of a title. I don't remember it.
Wow.
They're doing, like, you had to be like, you know, load this software program to that computer, and they go do it, and they go talk to you through the camera, like they were, like, in a different room, and you were helping them. It was weird.
Well, here's some things. Ubisoft. Ubisoft. Wow. Okay, Ghost Recon. Sorry, guys. No. The one I think that the ones that really got my attention from Ubisoft were Raving Rabbits, which I thought was very cute and lots of exercise. I mean, they're the ones who put the Kinect to good use if you were going to make a game with it. Instead of just having you stand there and kind of kick and stare at the screen, they have you moving all around, all over the place. you guys talking about BioShock Infinity. I'm getting there. you also have Assassin's Creed Revelations, and Ginger missed that one, but I saw what was going on. I'm kind of confused because I missed an Assassin's Creed in between the first, you know, the first one and this one that's coming out. But what I'm understanding is Ezio has something to do with the first character, Altair. That's who you saw walking. Remember when you came in, you was like, "What's going on?"
Yeah,
yeah. Altair is from the first Assassin's Creed, and he's walking alongside him, and of course. I don't want to give away the trailer. You guys can go watch it. And I think we have a copy somewhere. I just haven't uploaded it. But I was just blown away. I love me some Assassin's Creed. I love that they've included Leonardo da Vinci. That's who made that cool gun. Did you see the gun he was shooting?
I did see the gun. And it was flipping awesome. You know, I got the whole freeze frame thing going on.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be a good title for them. And Far Cry isn't bad. Far Cry 3. Driver is actually very realistic. I don't know what it's going to be like. And Raymond, although I can't stand Raymond for my own personal reasons, actually looked like it was fun. I think I would play it. And I love the tributes.
I looked at it. I'm like, what is this?
Raymond 3. I love the tributes to Mario in it, and the tributes to Tetris was really beautiful. I tell you what's disappointing. No Beyond Good and Evil.
You're right. I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right. We didn't hear anything about that.
Well, somebody else told me what happened is that they're holding it for the next-gen console. So I don't know which next-gen console they're holding it for. I know we're getting a couple, but I'm hoping... Yes, not next E3. Go ahead.
We heard... Well, that's kind of a rumor. That doesn't even have to do with anything we saw. We know that the new Wii console is going to be shown, and we've heard rumors that there might be a... new Xbox being spoken about, but
no, Microsoft quashed those. Yeah. Microsoft quashed those rumors a little while ago.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Well,
you would have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You would have. They're not saying no. They're saying that it's not gonna be unveiled. They didn't say there was no new Xbox at E3. We don't know about the future, but there's no new Xbox at E3 this year. There won't be.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you can see how hard they're pressing the Kinect. You know, my prediction is if this generation of Kinect games doesn't get people to play the Kinect who aren't playing it now, then I think there will be a new console. They're just waiting to see if the Kinect lands or flops.
I think they need to go ahead and bite the bullet on the You Are the Controller and just add one. Come on.
Yes, they've got to do something because you just cannot play those games that way.
Just add the support because they started talking about... with Fable, and Fable pretty much when I looked at it, all I saw was Harry Potter, which again I stress I sold last week because, and y'all know I don't sell off my games. I didn't even care if they gave me another game in return, just take it. Tired of listening to that. So BioShock
Infinite.
I'm calling it Infinite. I want to call it Infinity because
To infinity and beyond.
That's right. I am very excited, although I haven't finished the first Bioshock.
Well, the only thing I mentioned this when I was talking to Ginger about it, is that the first two Bioshocks kind of petered off. And I actually never finished the first Bioshock because I got
yet.
So bored of it.
I'm scared. I'm not bored.
I got bored of it.
I'm going to go rent it after this weekend and play them.
I'm just saying, so hopefully the new Bioshock keeps you interested in the game beyond just the first, 10 minutes. I mean, the first Bioshock was like, ooh, we're in some sort of awesome, cool world, but then things never really got, escalated. It was all pretty much the same thing over and over again.
See, you just hit the nail on the head. They said that when you came along in the first two, whatever happened had already happened. This time you're going to actually be instrumental in making whatever is supposed to happen, and then see the after effects of what you did, is what the guy was saying. So that'll be interesting.
Well, I want to say this, though. I did think about it. There's a couple more games that I'm kind of interested in. I did remember Twisted Metal was shown actually this year. I'm actually watching the video right now again of the E3 of the Sony press conference because I missed a little bit of it. And I'm really excited about that. Twisted Metal. Not Twisted Metal 3. Twisted Metal.
No,
yeah,
I said Uncharted 3. You forgot about that.
Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3. Yes, Twisted Metal and Uncharted 3 are two that I'm really looking forward to this year. I played the first two. I've beaten the first two Uncharted games. They're really awesome. In fact, I think that's where the new Tomb Raider game kind of gets its influence from. It feels a little bit like Uncharted, but a little darker. It's darker than Uncharted, definitely, but it feels a lot like playing Uncharted.
You know you can't say that since Laura was way before Drake, but I am dying to see somebody.
No. I can say that. I can say that the new one, it's kind of come full circle because Uncharted was kind of an updated version of Tomb Raider, and now this new Tomb Raider is like an updated version of Uncharted. It's come full circle.
You missed the Tomb Raider because it started getting dark a while back, 2007.
Not as dark as what we saw today, and not as dark as some of the Uncharted stuff.
Well, technology wouldn't allow for it, but people were complaining back then that it had gotten too dark, that it wasn't the nice Tomb Raider they were used to. But I think now they're probably ready for it to darken up because of Drake's Fortune, which is, we know, was a direct ripoff for it, just with him and...
Oh, whatever.
We know it was. There's no harm in borrowing it, doing something new.
Ripoff.
It is
whatever.
A ripoff.
It could be an homage.
Okay, we'll say homage if it makes you feel
Let's better. Say homage. Let's give the benefit of the doubt. Homage. How about that?
Feel better. Now, they mentioned Saints Row. Okay, wait a minute. Here's the thing.
Saints Row.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
We've already gone into our non-streaming, which I knew we were going to do. Let me just tell y'all guys, these bunch over here, when I asked them how long this show needs to be after E3, and they said, oh, 30 minutes. We'll be done in 30 minutes. I said, uh-huh. See, we're over in a non-stream.
There's no way. We could talk all day long. There's so much stuff.
Amen. But I want to get this in, and then we're going to say whatever we need to say and wrap it up, because I don't want to keep you guys we've already fried Ginger. It's her first time, so we don't want to kill her. But, no, I was going to talk about the PS3, their 3D package. I was actually impressed with the pricing on that. Not the Vita. Vita, y'all need to be shot.
Wait, are you talking about the TV, the 3D
TV? Yeah, the 3D TV, the glasses, and it comes with a copy of Resistance for $4.99. So I'm impressed. I was expecting it to be a lot more than that.
You know what's really funny is Nathan Drake has the exact same. I'm kind of injured somewhere in the hip while walking that Laura Croft had in that video. I'm just noticing that now. He's at the same exact, oh my god, I'm hurt somewhere in my hip region, but I'm not really sure where. And I'm
oh my
to
god, walk. I'm not really sure. I'm done with you. So what do you guys think about the 3D monitor? It looked like a big TV. Was I mistaken? Was it a ginormous TV, Ginger? Did you see it?
It was 24 inches, I want to say. Or no, not 24.
Not ginormous necessarily.
I'm going to need a little bigger.
Yeah, I want to say it really wasn't that big.
Like you always say, Corey.
Well, I have a big TV, big enough for me to sleep on like it's a bed, so I'm going to need that at least.
Wow.
I won't be spending $4.99. I'm going to need that.
I hope you ain't sleeping on it because you might crack it.
No, I'm not sleeping on it.
Yeah, I want to say it was only like, it wasn't that big. Now you're going to have to make a check.
Man. Well, we'll probably know.
I was kind of mad about it. I was like, really?
Well, I thought it was a big TV. That's why I was saying that's a good price. So if it's not that as big as I thought it was, then no, I'm going to need you guys to do something. Y'all trying to stick us for our paper.
So let me ask you guys a question. What do you think about What do you think about the rest of the show so far? I mean, is this some of these games, is this a precursor of what's to come, where it looks like, you know, Microsoft's kind of dropped the ball. Sony sort of dropped the ball. Do you think that Nintendo might end up dropping the ball? Do you think that this might just be a no-win situation for any of the big three?
Nintendo never drops the ball. We all know that.
Okay? Oh, no. Don't even start me.
I'm serious. Even last year.
The 3DS is not doing... I've played the 3DS, and I think it's... I'm intrigued by it, and I like it. I don't want it for that price, but you have to admit something about the 3DS. It's not a giant success like the Wii was.
Here's the thing. You now have this PSP or whatever it is, Vita or whatever it's being called, who is offering a little bit less than what the 3DS is for the same money or more and charging you for your Wi-Fi. I'm willing to bet that people that were saying, oh, I was going to buy the new handheld, are not going to. They will go out and pick a 3DS. And they're already announcing, I think tomorrow, that they're going to drop it down just a little bit for us.
I wonder why, because there's a survey that said most people said that they will not pay for it for that price.
Well, no, that's what I was saying to Ginger earlier. I think a lot of it has to do with you have to actually hold the 3DS, and you need to see a full list of the things that it can do. I'm not saying it's not worth the price. It's just we're in a recession, and most stores are not actually putting one out. Remember how all of us have been trying to find one to play. So the stores are not letting the people hold them. I'm willing to bet if at some point they had done, because the Nintendo bus tour didn't even go out this year, I don't think. So I'm willing to bet if they had gone out and put them in people's hands, they sold a lot more than they did. Because you can't find them anywhere. I'm telling you, after I held it, I said, okay, I'll pay now that I see what it can do, now that I can see all the functions and the Netflix thing is priceless to me. All the kids I have in my family, to be able to hand them their 3DS and say, stop talking to me. Here, watch Princess and the Frog. Stop harassing me. And I didn't have to pay for this internet access that they have too. I pay. So we'll see. I guess we'll figure out. Is he snorting over there?
No.
No.
Well, and if you're watching Twitter, Sony's getting a hard time, but Microsoft got it the worst. So I guess tomorrow we'll be able to accurately compare.
Well, to compare, all right, for showmanship, I have to go, besides the stupid, creepy kids, Microsoft's showmanship was awesome. I cannot talk. Awesome.
It was the same format as last year, though. It was like, blah, 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 and here's such and such to demonstrate it with the Kinect. Here's blah, 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 and here's such and such to demonstrate it with the Kinect. It's the same format.
I was talking more stage-wise and set up. Everything was all pretty, multiple TVs all over the place. It was really gorgeous.
Sony's press conferences are always straight business.
I almost fell asleep in several times.
Yeah, well, they should have had, I mean, I don't know, do they have Kevin Butler this year?
Everybody's asking on Twitter is, where was Kevin Butler?
See, Kevin Butler last year was energetic.
Him and that other little boy that was doing the commercials, the one from...
Yeah.
They should have had all of them there, because that was like, I love that particular advertising campaign. Gave them a little attitude, a little comedy. Mm-hmm. They should have had all of them out there. Seriously, though,
I'm just saying back again that Sony dropped the ball. They should have had Kevin Butler out there from day one when this hacking thing started. He should have been like sitting there like with a pair of like, they should have shown this kill team like knocking down doors, and then one of the guys walks up and flips up a visor, and it's Kevin Butler, and he's looking for the guys doing this. They had done that, if Sony had done that, they would have gotten some serious street cred. And the fact that they didn't do that is they dropped the ball. And not having Kevin Butler here at E3 to even address it is also dropping the ball.
They addressed it, which they get. I'm happy that they didn't try to gloss over it. But yeah, Kevin Butler would have made all the difference. Make it funny. Make people laugh. Make them equate something good with your company again. Because right now,
what they need is goodwill. The company needs to generate goodwill, and who better to generate goodwill than Kevin Butler? That's what his job is.
I'm not saying just him. They should have gotten all their people that they use for advertisements. Sure. Him, even with the little scenario you just gave, you could have had the little boy walk up, walk up into the room around him and go, "All right, which one of you hacked our code or something?"
Yes.
Yeah, he could have come in like behind him, like as Kevin Butler's talking to you, getting ready to finish up, come behind him, and be like, "Frag out!"
Yes.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would have been hilarious, right? That's what they should have done. They should have done that. And if I was Sony, that's what I would have done. And that would have generated a lot of goodwill. They screwed up. They screwed up.
And the comments are still coming about the Microsoft and the voice controls with the internet.
Oh, so that's so all that
Xbox,
was so stupid.
Porn.
Yeah, exactly. Tell you, man, when that chick got up off the couch, her husband was like, "Look at that Xbox." I know what he's thinking. Xbox porn. That's what he was thinking. Seriously.
Xbox divorce lawyer. That's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just that's, I don't know, the whole voice Kinect thing. I'm not sold on the Kinect anymore.
Shouldn't be.
I'm not. So here's the thing. Let's talk about predictions for tomorrow, because tomorrow is the final of the big three. Tomorrow's Nintendo's press conference.
Well, we got there. Wait a minute. I think we had a rundown of their games. I had a power outage. I lost all my windows open that I had prepared for tonight's show. I was opening windows. I might have
Uncharted 3 looks so freaking awesome. Sorry, continue.
I'm sorry. I think Battlefield is my baby.
Battlefield. Oh, come on. I've been owning Battlefield since I saw it. Now all of a sudden, Battlefield's your baby.
Well, I was a Ghost Recon girl, remember?
Yeah. Well.
So I'm leaving behind. I'm leaving
Ubisoft.
Behind.
Bye, Ubisoft. Ubisoft now. That's what you've been. You've been soft. No, Uncharted 3 looks fantastic, man. I don't even know. You can't hate that game at all. There's nothing.
Who?
Uncharted 3. Sorry, I'm just watching it right now.
This already happened. We reported it. This last Friday, that Nintendo 3DS offering free Wi-Fi access to 25,000 locations nationwide. Come on, Sony, take notes.
Again, all of those things, again, it's because of that price point. If they just dropped it, 3DS would be selling like hotcakes right now.
They're going to be after this.
They have. No choice.
I'm trying to find our post. We had a rundown of all their games.
So my prediction for tomorrow, going back to what I was asking for, my prediction for tomorrow is simply this. I think that Nintendo's gonna come out. They're going to introduce their console. It's going to get a lot of positive buzz because it's a new console, and that's something that everybody was looking for this year in E3 and wasn't there. There's lots of rumors for it. You said before, Microsoft is rumored to have a new Xbox. They quashed that, but Nintendo is definitely going to come with a new system, and that's going to generate a lot of positive buzz for them. I'm not really sure about this system and about how it's going to end up being received, but this year they'll end up being the clear winner because of that, just because they're releasing a new system. That's my prediction.
I think they're going to rock.
I don't know how it's going to end up being.
They've
had some mixed problems recently. I mean, again, 3DS, I think the price point was the fault for it. The Wii, I never really cared for. So we'll see what happens with the next one.
I think it's Nintendo. No matter the new console, the new shape, whatever it does, it's still going to be Nintendo. There's still going to be no real adult hardcore games on it.
I agree with that. And that might annoy some fans. I mean, at some point, you're going to get tired of playing Mario this or Mario that, or, you know, even Legend of Zelda, unless they go super hardcore with it. Which they're not going to do because it's Legend of Zelda, right? So they're not going to do that, but...
Mm. All right, and now you have heard it, and we're going, because, it's time for us to get some sleep so we can get up and do this all over again tomorrow.
Oh, all
it
right.
It won't be so bad on you tomorrow. Today was the hardest day because they gave you almost everybody, the people that were all wanting to see.
I know. I was like, wow, this is going to last till Thursday? Who else is up?
Well, the rest of the days will be a lot lighter once we get these few out of the way. Yeah. Don't play that before we go. That doesn't sound right. We need to end on a high note. What's going on with you?
No, this is for Kinect. This is for Microsoft Kinect.
This is so Kinect. Like, somebody play with me.
That's what your Kinect's gonna be singing. Your Kinect will be singing this in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is very true.
No, they just instituted that new voice command. That'll be
it.
That's gonna suck.
Yeah. By the way, don't try playing your Kinect with pizza in your mouth. It's not gonna work.
How's it gonna work with people who have accents? My cousin has such a thick accent. How is she gonna?
What if you're a hillbilly?
It's gonna be like dragon speech. You're gonna have to go through a certain thing and read. No.
Bing Connect on me, man. Xbox Connect. Bing, please. Bing, Xbox Connect.
Feel like a bird in a cage. It's kind of
sticky. All right, you guys, be sure to keep your eyes on our E3 page. We have some excellent trailers, including my favorite game. I know I didn't talk about it, but my favorite game of E3, Metro. Check out that trailer on our E3 channel. And several other
games.
Oh, I love me some Metro. That is the best trailer ever.
Yeah. There was even the Magicka trailer, which is pretty cool.
We also got an exclusive Dead Island trailer.
Ooh, exclusive.
It is rated M, though. they didn't warn me to put it behind the gate. You got to tell me that stuff. But it's already up now. It's too late. So before they make me pull it down. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Say goodbye to people, Ginger.
Goodbye, people.